This morning's public reading from the Word of God is taken from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. So find Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, and we will be completing Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 and following. Now it came to pass as they went that he, the Lord Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left off to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. May God's word be blessed. Well, here's one of those occasions where the Lord Jesus was welcomed into a home for refreshment, fellowship, maybe a little bit of rest himself. And when you read the four Gospels, you will find out that there were some Pharisees that also invited Jesus into their home. But their motive was one of temptation, one of trying to entrap him with some questions or some words. And so their motivation was not pure. On another occasion, following Matthew's call to the apostleship and discipleship, Matthew also has a wonderful feast where many of probably Matthew's other associates in the tax collecting business were also welcome, so they could hear the Lord Jesus, and Jesus entertained them by teaching and preaching the Word of God and being a wonderful guest, okay? And on this occasion, we find Jesus once again being called into a home. Was he not in a house where they actually took part of the roof away and lowered a man who was sick of the palsy? Then there was another occasion when he was in a house. Mary and his siblings came to him, begging him to come and go back home because they thought he was a little bit off his rocker. Then there was another time where Jesus went into Peter's home. Remember his mother-in-law? Peter's mother-in-law was sick of a fever, and Jesus healed her. He went into another home where he raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Things of that nature. Did he not tell Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to go to your house today? And then Zacchaeus apparently entertained Jesus. So once again, beloved, we find that Jesus was always a welcome guest in certain people's homes for all kinds of reasons and for all kinds of motivations. But in this home, it was a friendly home. This was a home where Jesus was always welcome, the home of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And so Jesus comes into this home, okay, and Martha is the one whom, let's call, a type A personality. She's entertaining Jesus. Probably there were others in the home, okay? And so she's going to make sure the whatever it was, lunch or dinner, was going to be the best in lunch dinner her hands could ever prepare. She has the table all set. She wants everything in its place, right? She wants everything. She wants the atmosphere. She wants to make sure the carpet is clean, the windows have been washed. There's no dust, there's no lint. Mary was the type of person, beloved, that was focused on getting the job done. Okay? And she exerted all kind of energy, all kind of passion. In her mind, she's serving Christ. By all of this activity there in the kitchen, in her mind, she's serving the Lord in that capacity. And there are those, beloved, in the Christian world that do a lot of work, a lot of work. How about we classify the church at Ephesus? Very, very busy, right? They made sure that those who claimed to be apostles they made sure they either were or they weren't. And it was a beehive of activity, right? But what was Jesus's complaint? You got all this activity going on. You got all this doctrinal, all straight. Your D's, your T's are crossed. Your I's are dotted. But you've left your first love. You've left me. Now, I'm not saying that Martha here was leaving her first love by no stretch. I think she was pouring everything into that meal because she had a very special guest. But then you got Mary. Mary's the kind of person maybe that hides in a book. Right? She loves a good story. She loves a good novel. Or maybe she's a person that likes to read dry, dusty theology books. She wants to know more. And so what does she do? She sits at Jesus' feet and just gets fascinated and fixated on him and all the words that dropped from his mouth. And then Martha, the busy one, she looks and all she sees is Mary sitting down. She ain't doing nothing. And Martha runs in there and says, Lord, I'm so busy. I'm so cumbered about with stuff. Don't you care? Mary's sitting down. Won't you just simply ask her to get up and help me? Now, you gotta admit that Martha's request wasn't really inappropriate or out of the ordinary, right? If you're in the kitchen and you need some help, don't you want someone maybe to set the table or start bringing out some of the food so it don't get cold so everyone can sit down and enjoy the meal? Nothing wrong in asking for help. But then notice what Jesus says in verse 41. Martha, Martha, thou art careful. I believe the Greek word here means anxious. She was very, very disturbed from within because, again, she wanted everything to be just right. Why? Jesus is in her home. Okay? I mean, she had a perfect target. I'm going to make the best meal for Jesus. But I'm a lone ranger. And my sister, she's sitting down. And Jesus said, you're anxious and you're troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. And what is needful? Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. So what application can we make out of this? Well, beloved, when it comes to listening to Jesus and his word, when it comes to being in church, sitting in a Sunday school class, attending a midweek prayer and Bible study, or whatever venue where you and the church are gathered together, maybe during a conference, maybe you have a guest speaker, maybe you have a traveling missionary who wants to tell you what's going on way back yonder. I believe that when we're in church and when the church is gathered, every member should give their utmost undivided attention to what is being said. Many people treat church as simply 1 or 2 hours of sitting and putting in my time and going home. You drop off the kids downstairs in the Sunday school room. That's like a part-time babysitter for a couple of hours to give the parents a break. But when the Word of God is being taught, when we hear the words of Christ, we need to give our undivided attention. We're not taking Martha and putting her off to the side and saying that she had nothing to offer. That's not the point. Jesus said, Mary has chosen that good part, a good part, and that shall never be taken away from her. So, beloved, whether it's you doing your individual devotional time, whether it's you or not reading the Bible or reading it with somebody else or in a church service where the worship of God is underway, give one's undivided attention so that you would profit from being in that good part which shall not be taken away from you. or may God choose to bless his word.